it'll probably handle those right. So let's just go, let me get rid of the project pane here. We have over here our little bit of schema that's generated from it. So let's just go and run it and see what the output looks like. We'll save it as, let's see, CSV1. And what's it look like? Ooh. Well, that's pretty good. I wish I could make that font a little bigger for you, but I don't want to mess with it now. But it's not quite right because now we have our first row, instead of having the field names actually each row, instead of having the real tag names here, it has the values of the field names there. So we have an option here, let me make this a little wide for you, that says element name source, and we're going to change it from user supplied to from first row. Now the color changes up there. Oh, wow. Now guess what? We have real XML, and we can use this. And now the neat part about this, oh yeah, you even see over in the schema tree, we changed it. The neat part about this is now anywhere in Stylus Studio that we could use XML, we can now use comma separated value files. We've saved this thing up here as CSV1. What that means is the definitions have been saved. So now we can take any file which meets this format and pump it through that adapter we've just built. And so let's say that one. That was easy. That was too easy. Let's try a harder one. We're going to go with the EDI file. And this, I hacked this one a little bit. This is a pretend EDI file. It's based on Edifact. I'll show you a real one a little bit later. But instead of dealing with UNA and UNB and all the different item tags and everything, I just created two tags. There's one called UNA, which is the Edifact header. And that basically tells you what the record delimiter is, what they call them segments, and what the field delimiter is, they call them elements, and the components, and the release indicator, which is the what we would call an escape character. And the other kind of segment type is called a book. Okay, and here we have slightly different information than the other one. So let's try pulling here. And by default. Now, once again, Stylus Studio recognized we have some intelligence in here, and it made a best guess, and it saw the UNA header and said, this is probably Edifact. So it picked out the delimiters from here. And it's kind of fun. We threw a bunch of files at it and just kept adding heuristics. If you throw like the Unix, et cetera, password file, it'll take a best guess, and it'll see, oh, I know colons. I know colons real well, and so we can do that. And if it's wrong, you can always go over here and change it to something else, either one of the ones we supply, like tab or comma, or you can just type in your own. But if we go here and run it, and we're going to save this one as EDI1. Save. Well, that looks kind of useful. But again, we have things called segment code. Yeah, that's not too good. Well, by default, it uses the EDI standard, or something called the WSEDI standard for naming, but we're going to override that and try that. Well, that doesn't look much better. Now they're called row and field. So let's go. We'll do something a little bit more intelligent. So we're going to start naming things. We'll go up here and say the root element name. It doesn't really matter. We'll just call it table and get these out of the way. And now let's see. We don't care about the region because there's only one in this file. We can use regions if like there's a fixed size header on a file and you want to skip over that and get to the good stuff. All right, let's see. For rows, we're going to call them book. You know, why don't we call the whole file thing books? That would make a little more sense. I could just double-click over here. And let's see. In here, we're going to call this thing. Yeah, I don't even care about the region. I think we just leave that blank. Yeah, region name, book. How are we doing there? So we're getting a little better. Well, you know what? The UNA one we don't really care about. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a pattern that'll only match book. And by default, it looks at the first few characters in there to build the regular expression pattern. If anyone played in here with regular expressions like in Java or C++, it says, okay, regular expressions are a specific way of doing pattern matching. You've gone and you've done dir x star to get all the files that begin with x. Well, that's just a tiny subset of regular expressions. And in Unix, there's a bigger subset where you can do like bracket A-Z bracket, and that will just give you everything from A to Z in there. And there's this, I guess somebody got a little carried away. And there's this whole, there's a huge language of regular expressions. But what we're going to do is we're going to use the little caret. By default, we just pick up the first thing in a line. And the little caret means match the beginning of a line, then match things a little relief for the characters that it doesn't understand. And then backslash is the escape and match a literal plus, which it determined was the field separator. And then what we're going to do is we're just going to, let me see here, we're going to delete the default one, if I can move that there. Yeah. So see, that row won't show up in the output anymore. And now we'll just go and start naming fields. Let's see. You know what? We don't actually need this field either, do we? So we can say we don't even want this field. Omit from output always. So now it's gone. So now this one here, we're going to call ISBN. This one here is called title. Let's go over a little bit more. This one here is called pub date. And yeah, I don't really care about all these, do I? Category I don't care about. This one here is kind of interesting because in EDI there are fields or elements they call them, and then there are components, and then in some variants there are subcomponents. So you know how in a Prioris database you can build an array of a field, and then if you try to get to it with SQL, it's kind of weird because SQL doesn't have that notion. Well, in EDI they actually let you do not only, it's like having two-dimensional arrays, except they're unbounded, so you kind of just have to know. And the other fun thing about EDI is there's no schema in there, so you just kind of have to know what the schema is. The sender and the receiver have to agree. So let's see, this looks like, we'll call this one authors, and then within it, we've got a couple, so we'll do author as the component. Now if we go and run this thing, what we have is we actually have some useful XML. And we've built, just in these few minutes, we've built an EDI adapter. Now, we can actually go a lot further than that. Let me make sure that's saved, because we're going to use that in a little while. First, any questions up to this point? Is this basically, does it make sense what we've done? All right. So what we've done is we have built an adapter for comma-separated value files and one against one and turned into one kind of XML, and one for EDI and turned it to another side. So now, a little later on, you're going to see what we're going to do is we're going to start with assuming we get a stream as EDI, but our program on the end expects this other format. We're going to build the transformation from one format to another. And you can begin to see how this can be useful in your integration efforts. But now to do this, we want to use standards-based tools because we don't want to be maintaining XSLT and XQuery engines. And we especially across platform. So let me get back to my slides here. We're going to talk about the architecture that's going to underlies the tool that lets us do this stuff, and then will help us to see how it'll, or that will let us see how we can deploy it in the future. Now, just as you can reach files with URLs across file systems, using FTP colon and then the URL, or HTTP colon URL, you know, or HTTPS or whatever, or even the file one if it's reachable locally. Stylus Studio has extended that with some other types of URLs. So, for example, we have this one called the. Let's get back there. Help. Previous. The WSCC or the Web Service Call Composer one. And we can build web services with one module of Stylus Studio and save them and then call them using that. And what happens is you open the file using this thing that you've saved, and instead of getting back what you've saved, it goes and it executes the web service and returns the result to you. So it does all the SOAP stuff for you. Another one we have is using the drivers from, well, we actually, they took it from me. Here it is. They made me not wear it because it interferes with the mic. Because we're part of DataDirect, we know a thing or two about ODBC and JBC drivers. So we can go out and we can reach some relational database and pull data in from there. So we have this DB scheme, and then you put in a URL specific to that type of database.